Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. Today, we just want to share with you, as the crisis, as the world, as COVID-19 and all these things take place, let's think about the goodness of the Lord. Let's enter into the rest of God and just rest in His finished work, knowing that good things are going to come to those who love the Lord, who are called according to His purpose. Look at somebody riding in the car with you or down the road with you and say, look, I'm called for a genuine purpose. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace you've been saved through faith. It's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Now I want you to understand something. You do nothing to deserve this. You do nothing to earn this. If you put 1% of works in grace, you've made it law. If you do anything to try to please God, if you do anything to try to satisfy God, then you're entering back into works. And for by grace have you been saved through faith. Grace has done everything. His name is Jesus. And all you do is you receive the faith that He supplies for you. And you receive faith, you get everything that Jesus was. It's not of yourself. It is a charisma, which is the Greek word for gift. It is the charisma of God. It is the grace of God that brings you to a place. Religion is when you do something to get God to move. Religion is us reaching up to God. Grace is God reaching down to us. So are you responding to God's grace, or are you trying to get God to respond to you? Listen to me. Are you a human doing or a human being? In other words, are you about doing something or are you about being who He says you are, regardless of what it looks like? Are you responding to God's grace or are you trying to get God to move to respond to you? You know, a lot of people fast and I'm not against fasting, but they fast, and you really can't find that anywhere in the New Testament because people are fasting to try to get God to move. Are you reading the Word to get God to reward you? What are you doing it for? Why are you? See, it's about a personal relationship. It's about operating by the Spirit of God and not doing something. You know, the world's full of people, if I'll read more, then I'll get God to move. God will love me more if I'll do more for Him. That is work mentality. That's not resting in the finished work. You say, well, Pastor, is resting just sitting around doing absolutely nothing? No. But I want to ask you something. Resting is allowing the Holy Spirit to do the work through you. And that's what Jesus did. He just showed up and He began to talk to the Lord, have an intimate relationship with the Lord, but He trusted the God in Him more than He trusted the outside flesh of who He was. So, are we responding to God's grace or are we trying to get God to respond to us? Am I trying to do something to pay God back for saving me? Am I trying to do something to earn my keep into the kingdom of God? Am I trying to do something to get good enough to be able to function in the kingdom of God? Do I have to pray enough so that I'll be clean enough to pray for people? No, all that is a work of works. Jesus has delivered us. Jesus has made us whole. He has made us clean. He has made us perfect. He's made us without spot, without blemish. We are absolutely, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, therefore, since a promise remains of entering His rest, let us fear, least of you seem to have come short of it. In other words, He said the only fear you should have in your life that you're not coming to a complete rest in His work. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So are you enjoying the fullness of God? I really want to ask you that. Are you enjoying the fullness of God? So, here's what I want to ask you. I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 4, and I'm going to read 3 and 4. For we who have believed do enter that rest, as He has said. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For He has spoken in a certain place on the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all His works. Now I want you to understand, Jesus, He made everything in 6 days, man on the sixth day, and He made everything in 6 days, and after 6 days, He rested. But He wasn't tired, He wasn't weary, He wasn't wore out, it was complete. And, you know, when the lawyer says, I rest my case, that means He's presented all the evidence He has, and everything is done. So, I want to ask you something. Have you entered into that place of rest? Have you entered into that place of where you know that everything is going to be okay? Have you entered into knowing that it's not about what you do that's going to deliver you? It's not about what you do that's going to get you to heaven. I want you to think about why you do what you do. If you're reading your Bible to get God to bless you, if you're reading, you're praying to get God to bless you, if you're giving your tithes getting God to bless you, then all those things are law. They are not grace. Grace is resting in a finished work. Now, you won't have many preachers to tell you this, but I'll tell you this. You don't have to pay your tithes. You don't have to give tithes. You get to give tithes. Because when you start paying tithes and you start putting demands on people, you're right back under the law. And Jesus gave us the grace, and we're just givers as a whole. Why? Because His love's been shed abroad in our hearts. How? By the Holy Spirit. So are we entering into that place of rest with God to where I can just enjoy His goodness? I've not done anything. I'm not trying to do anything to get God to move. I'm not trying to read my Bible to get God to love me more. I'm already by His stripes, I'm healed. I'm not trying to get a verse that's going to bring healing to me supernaturally in just a moment. So when the lawyer says, I rest my case, He's presented all the evidence He has, and now He's done talking. So you and I, that's what Jesus did. After 6 days, He was done. Not because He was weary, not because He was tired. What did He do? He sat down because everything was complete. That's what He done for us. Your finished work, your gift of salvation is a gift. You didn't earn it. You don't have to earn it to keep it. You were saved by grace, so start living by grace and accept the fact that grace saved you, grace will keep you. That is the beauty of grace.